The National School Lunch Program gives kids healthy, affordable school lunches that, if not for the program, their families might not be able to afford. It's been running since the 1940s, and people often think the program is used most in urban areas. But as our next guest says, in Wisconsin, there's a big need in rural areas, too. Sarah Kemp is a researcher with the School Enrollment Projections Project at the University of Wisconsin Applied Population Laboratory. She spoke with WPR host Keely Bultina about her latest piece for WisContext titled A Season of Hunger for Many Wisconsin Kids.
I want to start with our conversation about free and reduced lunches by helping us understand the program. This is administered through schools. Tell us a little bit about it.
So the free and reduced lunch program, which is called the National School Lunch Program, is a federal program that is administrated through the state agency, the Department of Public Instruction.
You mapped where children receive free and reduced lunch prices across the state. Tell us what you found.
So we looked at the free and reduced lunch program eligibility. The school district submits the eligibility information to the state. And so we looked at it across the state, and we use a classification of dividing districts between urban, suburban, town, and rural. And so we looked at the differences between those areas of the state. In general, we see more use of this program in rural areas and urban areas than we do in other parts of the state, especially in the central and southeast part of the state.
And so we're talking more the extreme city, the extreme rural areas, as opposed to smaller towns, medium-sized communities.
That's correct, yes.
And why are the child poverty rates in these areas so much different?
Well, I'm not sure I can really address why they are. It's just we have higher child poverty in urban areas and in rural areas. Children in the cities, we currently have about 20% of children living under the poverty level. And in rural areas, in the more rural districts, it's 15%. So as compared to the towns, which and the town districts are at 13%, and the suburban districts are only at 8% in terms of children living under the poverty level. I can't really address why that is. It's just that is what we see in a geographic pattern in the state.
When you look at those poverty rates in those areas, the poverty rates are lower than the number of kids approved for free and reduced lunches. How does that work?
So even though we see a poverty level that is lower, when we look at the federal classification of poverty, the free and reduced lunch program actually allows that number to be larger. We see a much larger eligibility for free and reduced lunch than looking directly at the poverty level of children, because it's a way in which they provide. It's the way the program is designed is that there is a percentage of students that are eligible based on a higher level of, so they look at the poverty level of households, and if you are 135% below that level, then you're eligible for a free lunch. And if you are anywhere between 130% and 185%, you're eligible for a reduced price lunch. So it's just a different way of classifying and providing this program to reach out to more students, more children than just those that are under the poverty level.
Sure. So it's an expanded pool of kids who may experience food insecurity.
That's right. Yep.
Sarah Kemp is a researcher with the School Enrollment Projections Program at the University of Wisconsin's Applied Population Laboratory. And we're talking about what free and reduced lunch numbers can tell us about disparities across Wisconsin. Sarah, I want to step back. Let's talk about some basics. Help us again. Who is eligible for those free and reduced price lunches in general? We just talked about the range, but what kind of kids, where are they?
So the children that all children are eligible for the program if they fall under this guideline that is provided by the federal government. So the students that are eligible for free and reduced lunch are across the state in every district, and there is also some districts that even are eligible for a community eligibility provision that allows the entire district to participate in the program. But otherwise, it's a program that if you fall under this classification of eligibility, you apply to the district that you live in, and that application then provides that program, that this program to you.
Yeah, and what do the numbers look like? How much is the free and reduced lunch program used in Wisconsin?
So if we go back to this, looking at it based on these classifications, these regional classifications, we have 57% of urban students participating in the program as of last year. Our next category down, highest percentage is 42%, and those are the rural districts, followed by the town districts at 40%, and then the one last group of suburban students participate the least at 24%.
Even at 24%, though, that's one in four students in our least in areas with the least need. What do you make of that?
That's true. So that does tell you that need for the program is throughout the state, regardless of the socioeconomic status of a district. So it's a program that does reach across the state.
Do we know what the trend looks like? Are more kids needing free and reduced lunches? I mean, this program's been around since the 40s.
Correct, yeah. So the program started in 1946. We have a chart that's on the essay in WisContex, and we looked back at the turn of the century in 2000. And if we look at from 2000 going forward, it did increase each year steadily up until 2014, and we really did see a bump up in the use of the program during the Great Recession. But since 2014, the levels it's leveled off, and we're looking at about 44% of an eligibility rate over the last 5 years since 2014.
What does your research show could be done? Where should we be concentrating these efforts to try to alleviate poverty in Wisconsin?
Well, this is just one program that provides a resource to families and children throughout the state, and it's just very important that this particular program is the education is provided to the families to make them aware of this program, that it is available, and also to share. Many districts have many other programs they are involved in terms of farm to school, and as I mentioned, the summer program, summer food service program. So all of these programs really help provide the necessary and important nutritional food for students throughout the state.
How should we think about work against poverty? Are policymakers focusing enough on access to, in this case, school lunches?
I think so. I think there is, an awareness of how important it is, and I think it is something that is always, a part of a discussion. There's been, another article that's on WisContex just talking about the program in general and the history of this program and how valuable it has been. So I think it is important to many, and there's an acknowledgement of the importance of it.
Yeah. Do you see, are there other kinds of things that we could do to increase access to the National School Lunch Program?
Again, I think it just comes back to that awareness and that education of families to know that this program is out there and available to their students, you know, and to show how easy it is to access it.
Sarah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Kemp, a researcher with the School Enrollment Projections Program at the University of Wisconsin Applied Population Laboratory. She spoke with WPR host Keely Boltina about access to low-cost school lunches in Wisconsin. You can read her article over at wiscontext.org.